Well, if you haven't heard the words Happy New Year by this time, then you've been sleeping all day. However, let's hope those words mean a good deal to you in these days to come. I know that Terry and his friends are eagerly looking ahead to the adventures that lie ahead in these new transcribed episodes. And they want you to share in every single one of them. Why, right now there's some excitement cooking, so be sure and listen closely. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Today, Libby just wants to wish you all a very happy New Year and make this one suggestion. Among your New Year's resolutions, why not resolve to get important vitamins in a drink that tastes super delicious, in Libby's Tomato Juice? That's a resolution you'll never want to go back on. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Not so far from the Burma Road, we joined Terry and his friends. They made a forced landing in Duke Hennick's plane when a squadron of invader planes swooped down on them. But hidden below a blanket of fog, Jude, Pat, April, Burma, Terry, Connie, together with a parrot and camera equipment, well, they're all safe. But then they heard a plane crash to the ground. They hauled the pilot out and discovered that he looked strangely like Terry Lee. The pilot was injured and in need of medical attention. So while Terry and Jude searched the broken plane for clues to the identity of the man, Burma and Pat and April started along the Burma Road looking for help. Let's join them.
Fog seems to be lifting. Do you ever see where we are soon?
Yeah. Dude said we should find the town of Lucille near here. That's where you and April are going, you know.
Oh, yes. That's where the Chinese orphanage is.
Right. Not far from this Burma Road.
Oh, Burma?
Yes, April?
I've been meaning to ask you. Were you named after the Burma Road, or was it named after you?
Oh, I wish I had a nickel for everybody who's asked me that question. The answer is no.
No what?
No, I wasn't. Confidentially, Chickadee, my name isn't Burma at all, but somebody hangs a handle on you, and you wear it from then on. So, I'm Burma. You just have to get used to separating me from the road.
Oh, dear, that's no trouble at all. I can tell you from a road any day.
Well, that's a relief. They say we ought to be near something if there is anything along here.
Why isn't there snow along here, Mr. Ryan?
Because we're farther south, April.
Oh, yes. It's warmer, I suppose. Tell me something about the Burma Road, somebody.
Well, you see it. Go ahead, Burma.
No, in this case, gentlemen first.
Well, this is my first good deed of the new year. April, the Burma Road starts at Rangoon. It meanders through the country of Burma up through the Chinese province of, I forget the name now, and really ends at Chongqing.
The Burma Road is a supply road. Some of the food and war materials from the United States are unloaded at the Rangoon dock, and then the trucks carry the stuff into China.
But what's all the shooting for?
I sometimes wonder. Something like this, April. China is fighting against the invader, and so is our own country. The Burma Road is important to keep open so that China can, you know, get supplies. The enemy wants to close the road. So airplanes fly overhead and drop bombs and make a mess of things.
Oh, you and I are going to work at the Chinese orphanage. The children there have no parents, all due to the war that's going on along the road.
And the men in this outfit are supposed to take pictures, take movies of the Burma Road with the Chinese government. Now, April, we've brought you up to date. Any more questions? What?
Oh, what's that?
Huh?
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. I was hardly listening. I was thinking of something else.
Well, how do you like that? Here I give you a liberal education while we walk, and you don't listen.
Well, I was wondering about that poor airplane pilot back there. You say he looks like Terry?
Yeah, we'll try and send help back there. Have somebody pick him up and...
Well, if this old fog would only blow away, or whatever fog does, I'd be a lot happier. Can we sit out a spell? Honest to goodness, my bones are in a fit.
Yeah. Now, let's stop this walking mat for a few minutes. Huh? Come on over here and rest on these rocks. Oh, this is wonderful. My feet weren't made for hiking.
Well, maybe... maybe I'd better go on ahead and let you gals wait here.
Now, you stay here and relax. We'll all go together.
Where do you suppose we are? I can't see anything in all this mist or fog or whatever.
I don't know. It's a mess, all right. We hardly get started from Min Chow before trouble breaks loose. You'd think the new year would give us a break.
Oh, it will. It will.
Yeah, sure. All bad. I'll tell you something else I don't like. Say, what was that?
I didn't say anything.
I wasn't talking to you. Listen. I'm sure I heard it.
Yeah, so did I. Hey, wait. Yeah, you hear it?
Well, it sounds like a baby.
A baby? Out here on the Burma Road? Don't give me that to worry about.
Quiet, Pat. Listen. Well, that's what it is. It's over that way.
But a baby.
Oh, dear. Maybe the fog makes us hear things.
Maybe I'm crazy, but come on. Let's have a look. Hey, there's something over here by these rocks. Come here, April. Hi, Pat.
What's up? We heard the baby, but who...
You're coming out of step while I can shoot
you. What?
I'm sorry. I don't know who you are. I have this baby in my arms, but I'll still shoot you if you...
Hey, wait a minute. What is this? Who are you? Come here so we can see you.
Identify yourselves. Be quick. I've been waiting here long enough.
Well, we're looking for the town of Lashio. Our plane made a forced landing back away.
Well, don't think of shooting us. We just heard the baby and...
Yes, it is a baby, isn't it? This fog makes everything so all mixed up,
yes,
huh?
Yes, it's a baby. Now, tell me who you are.
Well, I'm Burma, and this girl with me is April Kane, and Mr. Pat Ryan is a man, and we're looking for the...
You came from Intel?
How did you know that?
Very well. Guess you people are safe. Now, let me look at you.
Oh, dear. Isn't it odd for a mother to hold a baby and a gun at the same time?
I'm not the mother of this child. You'll soon discover that a gun is a very handy thing around here.
Well, I don't get the picture, lady. What are you doing here?
I was hiding from you and anybody else that might make trouble.
But it's all so strange.
Not so strange as you might think.
Well, maybe not to you. But we're just ordinary people.
Oh,
isn't he cute?
He's a she. She's Chinese. She has no father or mother.
Oh, no, I see.
Oh, do you? That's very good.
Well, April and I, we were expecting to go to the Lashio Chinese orphanage, and I suppose this baby and you are...
The baby's an orphan. I'm not. My husband helped run the place.
Oh, well, then you must be... Well, Dr. Moy then told me about you. You're Mrs. Singh.
Yep, that's right. Dr. Ben told me about you. Rather, I had a message from General Chang that you and your young friend were coming here.
Well, I never know my born days expected to meet you here.
Well, after you've spent a few months around here, you'll not be surprised or anything.
So you run the orphanage, eh?
No. The orphanage runs me. I'm glad to have you women to help me, though. There's plenty to do, I can promise you. What, with people getting killed along this road? Well, you understand, we'll get back to the... What did you say you wanted?
Well, an airplane, it wasn't ours, crashed not far from here, and the pilot is hurt. We're looking for help.
Usual story, huh? Well, come along. We'll see what we can do.
Oh, can I carry the baby, Mrs. Singh?
Certainly. You may as well learn now. You know how to hold a baby?
I sure do.
I wasn't talking to you.
You were saying, Mrs. Singh.
Come with me. We can cut across this way and get there a lot quicker.
Hello, little Chinese kitty.
Oh,
yes, this is the Burma Road. Now, don't you worry. We'll soon be all safe and sound and everything.
I'm very sorry, Miss Burma. I'd like to help you, too, but as you can see, this is not a hospital. This is a nursery. An orphanage.
But, Mrs. Simms, we can't let a man die out there.
Thousands of men are dying every day.
Well, that's cruel.
I've got a heart as big as anybody's. But when you see the things I have... Wait. You ever heard of this room? I just want you to look in here a minute.
Oh, come on, Pat.
You see these children? They're alive. They have no homes. They're innocent of all things. You say there's a man dying out there someplace. Let me tell you, it's the people who live who have to suffer. Let me tell you... Oh, forgive me. I guess I'm a bit tired today. You see, these are all my children. I mean, I look at them that way. Well, I suppose there are a great many things to do.
Yeah, looking after all those children is no sin.
I got myself into this work. Now I can't get out of it. I don't have to do it.
Oh, I know. Dr. Moy Ben told me all about you. The mother of Burma Road, he calls you.
Such is my reward. Can you tell me why I, an American born and raised in Illinois, should find my whole life centered around a flock of Chinese children? No. No, you can't explain that. Nobody can.
Would you like to have a New Year's party, Patty Ralph?
Well, it looks like you've got a new assistant already, Mrs.
Yeah. April likes the child.
How did you happen to be on the road with the baby?
A native boy came and told me a squadron of bombing planes had strafed the village about 5 miles from here. I went there. I came back with January 1st.
Huh? You came back with January 1st?
Yeah. You see, I call each child by the day I bring him or her in. So, that little girl is January 1st.
Oh, dear. Then I suppose we can call her June for short.
Leave it to April.
Say, sure you're not Northern, Miss King? Your first name's April.
Oh, my, no.
Now, you're sure your real name isn't April 1st?
Mr. Ryan, I'll have you know I'm no April fool.
That's right. You are nobody's fool,
So now your name is Jan. Of course, that's really a boy's name, but people all have crazy names these days.
Here, I think I'd better take the child now, Miss Kane. April. You just this way here. I'll get this child bedded down, then we'll see what can be done about your trouble.
Well, what do you think about all this, Grandma?
Well, isn't much to look at, is it? Not much more than a couple of shacks packed together.
But the children must be cute, like Jane, I suppose.
That Mrs. Finch, she's quite a character, eh? Sounds like she's been eating sour grapes.
Yeah, I know. I heard all about her from the doctor back in Minchow. She's known from one end of the Burma Road to the other. She's as hard as nails, but her heart's as big as all outdoors. She loves children. She works her fingers to the bone. She spends her own money to look after these orphans. Yeah. She sent me a dream about it, even if she is a hatchet face. She's the swellest woman I've ever met.
Yes.
Well, you came across January 1st in a big way, eh?
You mean in a little way?
Yeah, I guess I do. Well, boy. It's great to be alive and know that a lot of people are still good people.
Well, the day certainly wound up in a surprise for everybody. That Mrs. Finch, the mother of Burma Road. I wonder what part she'll play in this new adventure. And let's not forget the airplane pilot, who looks so much like Terry. What will he do? I'll give you an idea of tomorrow's transcribed adventure in just a moment. The sponsor of Terry and the Pilot once more says, Happy New Year to you all. Libby, who makes that specially delicious tomato juice, hopes that 1942 will bring you all good health and good fun. Now, if that airplane pilot is working for the Dragon Lady, and if he's able to talk, well, you can be sure that our friends will have a hard time sticking to their job of taking movies of the Burma Road. And here's an extra tip. Mrs. Finch has a surprise for our friends. They think they know her, but wait till she talks to them tomorrow.